Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
What these young bloods have to understand, that this game has always been and will always be about buckets.
Just attack the basket.
What's good, my people? Welcome into Buckets, Action Network's NBA Daily Betting Podcast. We're in the workshop. Matt Moore's off. He's doing Nuggets Pels. But of course, you know, I'm with Mr. Smack City himself. J Money is money. What's good, baby?
Yeah, everything's good, man. Coming off a nice little day. I did lose my podcast play yesterday, man. So trying to get back on the right track, but did have a total of six plays over the course of the day. So went 5-1. Unfortunately, the only loser was the one I gave out on Action Network. So got to get that, get back today, man, and trying to get some cash.
Got to get the get back. Let's get right to it. You know the deal. I'm going to give my best bet. Jay will give his. We'll give a breakdown and we'll get out of here. Jay Money, what are you looking at for the Wednesday NBA slate?
Man, ugly game, man. I'm laying 5.5 points with the Oklahoma City Thunder on the road as well. But if you actually look at the line and look at the history of the two teams, it's actually a really strong line for the Thunder here. I'll break it down a little bit more later.
All right. I am going Memphis Grizzlies at home versus the Portland Trailblazers. I'm going to go first half -3 right now. That's where I'm seeing it as we record this on Tuesday night. All right, J Money coming off the 5-1 day on Tuesday in the NBA. Talk to me about why you like the Wednesday play that you're going with.
Yeah, man, I like the Thunder, the Oklahoma City Thunder in this one, man. The line seems high. It did open up at 5. It came up to 6, back down to 5.5. Maybe some sharp action taking the Rockets in this one, but I don't care. I'm not buying the Rockets in this one, man. First off, they're coming off a win, and they don't put together back-to-back good performances as well. 1-5-1 against the spread last 7 games, falling a straight up win. Also, 1-5 ATS last 6 home games as well. So they have been playing well at home. I mean, we know the Rockets, they're taking for Wembanyama, right? But triple revenge spot as well. Well, they've lost the last 3 games versus the Houston Rockets as well. And they lost the one earlier this season, November 22nd, 118-105. That was a back-to-back spot coming off a game versus the Chicago Bulls. And the Thunder hadn't lost back-to-back games since December 31st, guys. So in 2023, the Thunder have not lost back-to-back games. And they're not going to do it here, my guys. 5-0 against the spread as well last 5 games after a loss. 5-0 against the spread last 5 after allowing 125 or more points. We saw that game versus the Warriors. I bet the Warriors that game, so I'm glad that the Warriors did cover. But you see the Thunder, they're never out of a game. Even though they were down big and they were early, they came all the way back to tie the game, man. So if they can do that versus the Warriors, I definitely think they can get some revenge versus this depleted Rockets team. I don't even mention injuries because that doesn't matter. It could be full squad here, Rockets, and I'd still be on the Thunder here, -5.5. I think they're taking this team to Smack City, Sean. I see a double-digit win by the Thunder in this one.
The Thunder every single evening. First off, if you didn't know, Thunder number one cover in the NBA. Mm-hmm. It seems like people are having a hard time backing them. And they show up every single night, night in, night out, and cover the number. I don't know if it's because it's the Thunder across the chest. I don't know if it's because it seems like it's a mental thing. Because even when I'm looking at some of the sheets, I bet them a few times and got W's, but it's still just always question marks. I like the play. I like where you're going with it. You backing the guys. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has 30-point games this year. All of last year, he had 20. We're not even at the All-Star break yet. Shai has been hooping. Right now, you could get him most improved player, plus 125. Is last I saw it, somewhere around that number. Lauri Markkanen is the market leader right now at minus 150. Let's cash, man. Let's go Thunder. We big Thunder guys on a Wednesday.
Thanks. Yeah. Let's go.
Big Thunder boys on a Wednesday. Let's go.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right. I am looking at, and I'm going with, the Memphis Grizzlies first half. I haven't seen a number. There's no number posted yet as we record this on Tuesday night. It's almost midnight going into to early Wednesday morning. The line right now sits at 5.5. I expect it to get to 6. I think that first half number, even at 5.5, will be around that -3. Now, if we can get blessed with a -2.5 in the morning, that'd be great. I'd take a -2.5. Up to -120. I wouldn't mind that at all. But I also would lay the 3 in this spot. Couple things I like here. First off, Memphis, we know how those boys get down at home. They're the spookiest team at home. You want to talk about a team that gets in transition anyway. When they get to Memphis, that's all they want to do is just try to run people out of the gym. And it seems like they kind of want to embarrass squads when they get to Memphis as well. Also, number 2 cover in the NBA in the first half, 32-19-1 against the spread, 16.7% return on investment if you're running one unit there. The number 1 team in the NBA in the first half is the New York Knicks at 36-15, which is a crazy number. Portland's middle of the pack, so I like Memphis to come out and get busy. The bigger spot, even though we know Memphis takes care of business at home, they take care of business in the first half, like I just laid out. The schedule matchup in this is what I really like. Right now, this is the first road game in 7 for the Portland Trailblazers. We know Dame has been going crazy, but he's been doing a majority of that recently at home in Portland, where he's nice and cozy. Now, on the flip side, Memphis played 5 straight road games, took 5 straight L's, couldn't wait to get home, got home, got the W against the Pacers, only gave up 100 points to those boys. I like them to take care of business, especially to open the game up versus a Trailblazers team that's been at home, nice and cozy, chilling. First game of a road trip, Memphis comes out and takes care of business early.
Yeah, I agree with that. I want to ride with you. So this is what I have written down in my notes. I have Grizzlies first quarter written down in mine. So it's right there with you, basically thinking that they're going to flip it and start off early, because in the last game versus the Pacers, it was the opposite. They came out and were down by 9 at the end of the first quarter. It was 32-23 in the first quarter by the Pacers as well. And they were down the first half as well. And then the second half, they really switched it. But that was that spot. First game home off a 5-game road trip. They came out real lackluster as well. But first thing I have written down is they need Bane, because their half quarter offense is light years different without Bane and Adams. Yeah. We know that they're going to be without Adams for a while, but I do think they can get by with running with Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr. and Brandon Clark over there. But you definitely need Bane to help stretch the floor, even like whether he's hitting the threes or not. You need him because you have to respect him, right? You can't really double team. So Grizzlies are off 2 days rest as well. They are only 2-5 against the spread last 7 games, but this is a first of a back-to-back as well for the Grizzlies, but I expect them to take this game a lot more serious than the one versus the Cavs. Obviously, that's an Eastern Conference team. But like you said, man, Blazers, first game on the road after 6 straight home games. Like you said, you've been shooting on the same goals and in the same gym as well. And you hadn't been traveling. Now you travel, first game on the road in a new arena as well. We know in the Grindhouse over there, it's going to be tough. So I'm leaning Grizzlies first quarter and first half there with you. And obviously, if Bane comes back, could throw things off a little bit early. So the first half is probably a little bit better look in this one. A road team, 7-1 straight up last 8 games in these meetings. Or whatever. whatever. But this revenge spot, man, for the Grizzlies. I know that they won the most recent game this year, but before that, the Blazers was 3-0 versus them. You see what I'm saying? So they had won four of the last five before that last meeting on this November 2nd. So even though the Grizzlies won the first one this year, I guarantee you they got somewhat type of beef with the Blazers and probably want to blow them out here. I'll be looking at a Grizzlies type of game here.
We always talk about the spot of coming home off a road trip. Memphis comes off of five straight L's on the road, a grind on a road trip. Mm-hmm. They get home, they relax, they hang out with the homies, hang out with the ladies, then they come out lackluster against the Pacers. Now they're at the crib. They already got the W in their first home game back after five straight road. Then they get 2 days off, and now they play a revenge spot versus Trailblazers. They should come out ready to go, rolling. And then on the flip side, the Trailblazers are kicking off a road trip after being at the crib for quite a bit. I like Memphis in the first half. Hopefully we can get a 2.5. We'll see where it's at. But I think it's going to be a -3 number is what we'll see here in the morning when it gets posted. Anything else you're looking at on the slate, man? I came from the Garden. I just saw LeBron James drop the triple-double, got the W in overtime. Jalen Brunson, really quick, the guy's offensive bag is extensive. I mean, like, there's no other way to put it. He's a surgeon. He was scoring at will on the Lakers. All in the paint, all jumpers, all floaters. That's it. Anything else you're looking at on the slate? Interesting Celtics-Nets game. I think that's a fun spot. Spurs Kings should be in the 260s.
Yeah, but, anything else you're looking Spurs at? There, man. I want to take Spurs there. I got Spurs
really
Spurs
at plus 7.5,
down, man. Yeah, well, really, it's the first half thing because I've kind of made a rule. I'm not going to be betting on these tanking teams, right? So, because you never know, they could really let go of the ropes in the fourth quarter. But I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see the Spurs actually win this game, Sean. It's an unpopular belief, but they've lost six straight games. And then every once in a while, even if you're a tanking game, you need to put together a nice performance, especially for your home fans as well, right? It's like you owe them that. Even though you're tanking, you're going to win one every once in a while, man. This is a good opportunity here. Kings 0-3 against the spread in the third game of a road trip, and that's the spot they're in here. Possible look ahead spot as well. We know Fox, you know Sabonis as well. They like to play up against the Pacers. Who do they have on deck? They have the Pacers. It's too many points, man. I wouldn't lay 7.5 on the road with the Kings in this one. Spurs are nothing. The first half probably be a little bit better look. I hadn't bet anything yet. I'm asleep on it, but I'm pretty sure it's some type of way I'm going to be hopping on the Spurs. I definitely think they can keep up with the Kings offensively, and neither team really plays a ton of defense. So I think the Spurs might sneak one in this one, especially with the Kings have the Pacers on deck.
The first half will be the only look for me. Because I've seen them on multiple occasions come out tough in the first half. The other, recently, maybe last week, they went to the half with Portland 75-75. So they compete. They just worry me because they give up so many buckets. I mean, they give up bundles and bundles and bundles and bundles of points. I could see the Kings coming out and putting up 140 on them. 140 is heavy, obviously, but like, you know, 128, 130. On the road. But yeah, the first half would be the only look for me. All right, that's going to do it for Buckets Wednesday edition. Shout out Matt Moore. He had the night off. Just your boy, Sean Little. Follow us at Chicago Flow. That's me. Follow me on the Action Network app at J Money. Is Money is the man right there. You know, Mr. Smack City. J Money. Go follow him everywhere, man. Until next time, get Buckets.
Action Network reminds you, please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you care about has a gambling problem, help is available 24/7 at 1-800-GAMBLER.